I remember Chamberlain with the announcement, and we had cleared out the cupboard under the stairs, and almost immediately the sirens went. And we all went under the stairs, including the dog, which was a large Dalmatian. But that wore off after a while. And then when I was in a reserved occupation, and then I was de-reserved and went into the army. Well, the first 6 weeks were extremely hard. They drilled you. It was extremely funny. There were only 10 of us from the south, and they put the girls from the south at Guildford, but they were full up. So we were sent up to Scotland in January in snow, in damp huts, which hadn't been used. It was way out in the wilds. It was extremely funny, really. We were met at the station by a rather scraggy, we thought, old sergeant. She was at least 35, which was ancient to us. And we were there, long, short, thin, fat, all in civilian clothes, high heels, flat heels. We were instructed to get into threes and march, which was a bit difficult. And then we were allocated our huts, given a knife, fork and spoon, enamel mug, and taken in to lunch, which was almost inedible. And from there on, we became, in inverted commas, soldiers. We were taught to march. We were taught to obey orders, which was the big thing. We were then given a test to see what we might be suitable for, and then divided up into various things. And five of us were selected to be trained as wireless operators.
Obviously today is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. What does that mean for you?
Well, it means a great deal in actual fact, because I was sent to a place called Bulford. That was on Salisbury Plain, and our girls were attached to the 6th Airborne Division. Most of the girls had boyfriends in there. Some of them got killed, and some didn't. Some came back, and it was quite a time in our lives, really, all of us.
What do you think of sort of all the commemorative things that are going on?
I think it's absolutely marvellous. I think people now, really since the Iraq War, are more aware of the forces and the job they do. And it is very good for the youngsters. They now are more interested. They get taken out to see the war graves, that sort of thing, which is a good thing because it's part of our history. It's a part of why they're here now, because it doesn't bear thinking about if they weren't. And I think to have almost a part in it, and I think the way that this has been handled, this anniversary, is absolutely marvellous, really.